Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It seems like we're experiencing some technical difficulties. Just bear with us, please.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless each one of you. Thank you so much for dialing in and connecting with us. This is a Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan. And it looks as though we're having some technical difficulties right now. I'm doing a test to see if you all can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we do have some listeners in. All right. Well, to God be the glory. I am not sure what is going on with our some of our music, but we will move forward in our broadcast, and it looks as though we do have some more listeners coming on, and we're bringing you on live. Are you there, listener? We have 0410 and 6526. You're live on the air. Can you hear me? Caller, or maybe shall I say listener? All right.
Yes, good evening. I hear you, Elder. God bless you. I'm just kicking back and ready to join this program. God be the
Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you, sir. We were experiencing some problems with our music, so I'm not sure what has happened, but we are going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we do want to welcome all of our listeners. We thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules to be a part of this awesome Kingdom Call. Amen. And we are excited with what God is doing with us through the airwaves. Amen. It is a privilege to be able to share and celebrate the Word of God in so many different ways. And now we're able to come to you through the internet of Blog Talk Radio. So we are excited. We want to go ahead and tell you to take a few moments to call someone and let them know that we're on, to text them and email them. We'll be with you for another 50 minutes or so. And we have an exciting word that we're going to continue in as we continue in our studies concerning spiritual warfare. And we're going with, are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you ready? Do you know the weapons that you have? Are you prepared with the weapons that you have? Can you use them? Do you know what they do for you? And are you ready? Knowing the Word of God teaches us how to use the weapon. Amen. It teaches us on what each weapon is for. So we've been really excited about the Apostle Paul and how he has taught us, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, given us great revelation and understanding on God's Word and breaking this down. So we are excited. We thank you for joining in with us. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So because we have people that are interested in hearing God's word, we are here to share his word with you. We don't step in to take the place of your church. Amen. We know on Wednesday night a lot of the churches are open and having service, and we are not taking that place, but we just adding to that. Amen. And we're on at 9:30, so when you are on your way home, or if you by chance didn't make it, we are here. So to God be the glory. And we have a live audience on tonight. Amen. So if our audience can give a shout out, hallelujah. Give a shout. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for our live audience. And we like to have listeners with us that we can hear. Amen. That can say amen. Mm-hmm. That can encourage us. Amen. As we take this word forth. So since I do have you forth as live part of our audience, I would ask you to be mindful of what you're doing in the background. And if you are busy doing some things, that you would just mute your phone. Otherwise, you can keep it unmuted, because we like to hear the amens, the hallelujahs, and the thank you, Jesus, as we go forth in the word. Is that all right?
Amen.
Thank you. So, Sister Monica, we hear you, and we want to go ahead and take this time to bring you forth. As Monica prepares you with what we're doing, I want to encourage you to get pencil, paper, your calendar, so you can jot down what we're doing, where we're going to be, and ways that you can be a blessing. We appreciate your support in any way that we can get it. We're all about the Father's business. And since this is kingdom time, because it's kingdom work, you can help us be a part of the kingdom. Amen. So, Sister Monica, if you would come forth and bless the people with what God has us doing.
Amen. We have such an array of things that we will be doing for the rest of the year, and we just encourage you to plug in. If you can't plug in, please be in prayer for us as we go forth. Our next supporting event will be with Pastor Don and the One You Like Dallas. It is a family affair, a focus on the family outreach. It will be at the Maddie Nash Center on this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be free food, there will be contests, there will be giveaways, and a concert. So please come by, stop by, and help us celebrate the family this weekend on the 23rd from 12 to 8 at the Maddie Nash Center. And that's on Hampton Road in West Dallas. Also coming up on June the 20th, it will be the Women of Worship Conference at Faith Bible Church, and Elder Jordan will be the speaker on that day. It begins at 10 o'clock a.m., so please be in prayer for her, and we'd love to see your face as well. Coming up in July, on July the 17th, we will have our prayer watch at Changing Directions Christian Center, and that's 1615 Northampton Drive. I'm sorry, Northampton Road in DeSoto, Texas, and that's 75115, and that's from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. That will be our prayer watch on July 17th, and that is 1615 Northampton Road in DeSoto, Texas. Coming up August the 14th, Elder Jordan will be speaking at Moving Women's Conference at Miracle Temple, and that's August the 14th. The conference begins on the 13th, that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Elder Jordan will be the guest speaker for the 14th, and that will be in Lancaster, Texas. Also, we have coming up in September, Taking Him to the Street in inner city Baltimore, and this will be a time of evangelizing and witnessing. Anyone who is interested in making this trip, please contact Elder Jordan for more information, so that we can make sure we make all the preparations that are needed for us to be able to go. Also, there will be a trip to the Holy Land in October, the TBN Holy Land. If you would like to make that trip, contact Elder Jordan for more information. And you can always reach us on our social media, through Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and that's Elder Jordan Ministries. Also, you may send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501, P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. If you would like to financially support the ministry, you may send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. And all of your prayer requests, we ask that you would send to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. And we invite you to join us every Monday night at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. This is the Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line. It is an open call, open to all intercessors and prayer warriors or anyone who would just love to pray. And you can call us at, the telephone number is 218-936-6142. It's 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772-937. That's 772-937. Also, Elder Jordan and her team goes to the Luceferit Jail each third Sunday evening. And we ask for your prayers as they continue in this ministry as well. And we thank you for your attention. Amen.
Amen. God bless you for those announcements. And we pray that you all had your pencils and pens and were able to jot some things down, and more importantly, to remember them so you can keep us in prayer. And again, she mentioned our outreach that we're doing on Saturday. It is in West Dallas, in the Hampton, Westmoreland area. And so it's going to be an awesome, awesome day. And so pray for the rain to stay back just long enough for us to get through this time. We want to be a blessing to that community. So it's free. It's open. It's going to be all kinds of activities and ministry with dancers. We will have Behind the Veil there, and we'll have several other ministries that will come. Some we have from out of town that's coming. We will also have games, domino tournaments, a game, and bounce house for the children. So it's going to be something for the entire family. We are excited about being a blessing. Amen. We want to touch the heart of the people. We want to let the people know in that community that God loves them and we love them. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with having fun, enjoying the life that God has given us. You know, getting outside of the church and enjoying one another. So keep that in mind. Yeah. That is this Saturday from 12 noon to 8. And she had also given you some other announcements pertaining to our Taking to the Street Crusade that's coming up in September, I believe, and we are taking them to the streets of Baltimore, Maryland. And we want to encourage any of our listeners who has a heart for evangelism, who has a heart for witnessing, who has a heart to see people saved. Amen. And if you've never done it and have a desire to do it, connect with us. We are going, and we will help get you ready to go. So that's in September. And I also want to encourage you to our prayer watch. We want you to come out and be a part of that, all of the intercessors, all of the warriors, and all of the believers. It is time for the saints to be found praying. So we want to encourage you and invite you to come. The Bible tells us that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. And if we could all come together in unity, on one accord, in times like this, you know, for such a time as this, the believers, the saints of God, who believe in the power of prayer, prayer need to come together and touch the hem of his garment with our prayers.
Amen.
So please keep those announcements in mind. We are excited about what God is doing. And we were Sunday past, we were at the Mystic Jail. And I tell you, there is not a time that we're there that God does not meet us in a powerful way. And the women are hungry. They are not made to come. So the women that come, they have a longing. They have a desire. They want to be in the presence of God. And that makes it even better because we're not having to fight against any spirits. So we have a wonderful time. I want you to remember them. Before we end the broadcast, we will take time to pray. I have several some requests from some of those women who I asked for specific things in prayer. And we went in and we had some Bibles that we were able to give. And I want to encourage our listeners to, if you want to be a blessing, sow Bibles. Sow Bibles. If you send us Bibles, if you get the Bibles to me, we will certainly get it to them. If you want to inscribe something in the Bible that you have to be a blessing, to minister to that woman, feel free to do that, and we'll make sure that they get it. They asked, it's just a good thing that I had some. They asked. We had several of them asked, and I ran out. So please, listen. Sow the word. Let's get the word and share it with the women. Amen. They are reading the word, and they know the word. A lot of them know the word. So we are excited about that, and we thank God for the opportunity to go into every door that will be open. Amen. For us to be able to share the gospel, to lift up the bow-down heads. Amen. To lift the hearts of those that are burdened, amen, with the word of God, with the joy of the Lord, amen, with the peace of God.
Amen.
So please keep that in mind. We're there every third Sunday, and if you have Bibles, be sure to, and you want to be a blessing, be sure to get them to us. We'll be certain to get it to their hands. And lastly, I want you to know that we've been studying about the armor, amen, being ready, being prepared for spiritual warfare. And we are coming up to the last piece of the armor. So we've been on this series for close to 3 months, amen. And it's been a very powerful, in-depth study, hallelujah. And we are working on putting it together into a tape series, amen. And we're also creating a 5x7, maybe a little bit bigger, smaller armor, a Roman soldier, amen, for you, so that you can have it to see how well covered, how well protected, how the enemy is truly defeated when you have on the armor, when we walk in the armor of God, amen? So even after we have finished this series, we want to make that available because the enemy will want to steal all these weeks that we've been studying and talking and learning about the armor and how it works, and why we so need it. He will still steal it from us, and it will not be as powerful as it was as we've weekly gone through it. But when you have something to visualize and look at, you'll remember something that we shared, something that we talked about will remind you, oh, I'm covered. Oh, I have on my helmet. Yes, Lord, I have on the breastplate. Oh, he can't get me. Amen, that you can know that I can walk in God's victory because I'm like this Roman soldier. I am covered. I am hidden. I cannot be seen, nor attacked by the enemy. It's something about seeing. It's something about knowing. And so the enemy tried to steal what God has given us. So when we can have something that we can see, and no, and more importantly, that we have it on the inside, the word on the inside, amen. So we're praying that as we have gone through this, that it has truly taken root, hallelujah. It has taken deep root in your heart, so you will be able to stand. You will be able to stand, hallelujah. So let us just continue back where we were last time. We were on, and just to go back as a reminder, and then we will go into the last piece, and that should do it for us on this series. Hallelujah. My prayer is that it has, some things have stuck. Amen. Some things won't be removed. Mm-hmm. Because of the time that we've taken going over and studying and breaking down the powerful armor and reminding us of the cunningness of the enemy, who comes as the angel of light, but truly is set by the enemy to defeat us. Amen. Remembering all that we have to win, as well as what works, what the enemy tries to do to work against us. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we went last time on the helmet. Let's go to the word. Our word has been coming from Ephesians, and it is the 10th chapter, the whole armor of God. The 6th chapter. And we started at the 10th verse all the way to the 17th. We've worked our way down, so we will start at the 17th. And it says, put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's the last piece, the sword of the Spirit. Before we begin to elaborate a little bit on that, we're going to go back to the helmet of salvation. Amen? Because that helmet is important. Hallelujah. That helmet is an important piece of God's armor. And the reason why is because that piece of armor, the helmet, it controls the mind. Hallelujah. And it helps us to have a mind that is controlled by God. If we have on the helmet of salvation, we're putting on the knowledge of God, the word of God. Amen. And that's a protection for us, saints. That is a protection. Yes. And it's just like with the Roman soldiers. The Roman soldiers put on the helmet, glory to God, to protect them from their natural war, amen, to protect their head, to keep that head from getting a blow, amen. If you get a blow in the head, that could be, you know, devastating. That could be, you know, a terrible thing. That could traumatize you. That could, you know, even take you out. If you have a blow to the head, you know, everything with the mind. So the Roman soldiers protected themselves from the natural blow, hallelujah. So do the saints, amen. We have to protect ourselves from the spiritual blows. Come on now.
The enemy
comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. That's what the enemy does. Amen. And if we are not girded up, if we don't have on what we need, amen, to win, to go through the battle, then we're defeated. Then we won't make it. And as I was studying about this helmet this time, it reminded me of of some people who were tricked by the enemy because their minds weren't controlled by God. Come on now. They didn't have on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Very familiar in the beginning. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When we read about Adam and Eve, Eve was tricked by the enemy. But if her mind was controlled by God, if her mind was controlled, amen, she would not have been tricked by the enemy, amen? And so when you read that third chapter of Genesis, it talks about how cunning, how clever, how the enemy, the serpent, kept talking to her. And she was trying to combat him. She kept coming back, you know, but he kept coming back. So she wasn't strong enough. She wasn't strong enough. We have to be rooted and grounded and know what we know and know that it will work. But he came back so much that she, you just might be right. You know, you just know. No, Satan, you're not right. No, I'm not receiving it. I cast you down. The Bible tells us to cast down every vain imagination and anything that exalts. The serpent was trying to exalt himself against the knowledge of God. God said, don't eat of that tree. Come on now. And so the enemy was speaking to her. The other person I was thinking of was Sarah. Amen? Sarah was not, I would say that her mind was not controlled by God. She didn't have on the helmet of salvation, which is the word of God, walking in God's word. Because if she was, she would not have had Hagar, her manservant, to lie with her husband. She would have waited and trusted because she knew what God's word said, amen, and knew that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent if he said it. See, that's what we got to lay hold to. If God said it, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm still waiting on some promises from God. And I keep telling myself that God said it. And if God said it, I don't care how long it takes, stand steadfast and be immovable. Amen. Even if your knee buckles, you know, draw up the bootstrings and stand back up. Amen. On the word of God, on the promises of God. Amen. Putting on the helmet, amen, the word of God, the wisdom of God. Amen. And those are, you know, while I was studying, I was thinking about the people in the Bible. It was so many in the Bible that the enemy, amen, was able to trick them to think that God is not going to do, God is not going to provide, even as, you know, in the wilderness. You know, where is he and what's taking him so long and you brought us out here, where is your God? You know, not walking in what God says, not putting on the helmet, the word, not being controlled by the word, but being controlled by your feelings. Ain't nothing good in your feelings. Being controlled by what you see. What you see is subject to change. Being controlled by what you feel. Nothing about what you feel makes any sense according to the word of God. It's by what the word says. So we can't be moved by anything but what God's word says. So putting on that helmet of salvation, that helmet is so important. And I want us to understand the helmet of salvation. And it talks about in 2 Corinthians, it says, the latter part of it, it says, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Huh? To the obedience, mm-hmm. everything that comes into every thought. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. That comes into my mind. And mm-hmm. if it doesn't edify me, then it is mm-hmm. not the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If it doesn't bring God glory, it is not the mind of mm-hmm. Christ. And I need to cast Amen. It down. I need to replace Amen. That. Amen. I need to mm-hmm. bring it down and bring it to the obedience of Christ. I need to obey God's word according to Amen. Whatever I'm dealing with. I need to obey God's word and apply his word to whatever mm-hmm. I'm dealing with, whatever the situation is. And when you're talking about the helmet of salvation, we're talking about the wisdom of God. Amen. The mm-hmm. knowledge of what is right. Mm-hmm. And making good judgment. That's wisdom. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. the knowledge, knowing to do what is right. And so we don't know what to do if we don't seek mm-hmm. the word of God. We don't know
right.
the right thing to do if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, come on, mm-hmm. and guide us, hallelujah, right. into all truth. Mm-hmm. Amen. Right. It's a choice. We have to want to do that. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to come on in, Holy Spirit, and take control, you know, yes. take full control, lead mm-hmm. and guide me into all yes. truth, amen. And see, the believer mm-hmm. who responds to unexpected situations according to what God's word says is walking in the wisdom of God. I talk about mm-hmm. all the time because it so helped me. The bracelet my mom gave me many, many, many years ago, WWJD. Come on here. What would Jesus do? Do you know that that has helped me in so many situations mm-hmm. that I would have done it the way I wanted to do it? Amen. Mm-hmm. I would have done it the way someone else told me to do it. I would have done right. it the way I've seen somebody else do it. But I don't need to walk in your shoes. You don't need to walk in my shoes. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to look at how somebody else went through what I'm going through. I need to see what would Jesus do in this situation. Situation uh-huh. on my job. What would Jesus do yeah. in this situation?
Uh-huh.
Situation with my children, with my finances, you know, with the employee, with a coworker, with mm-hmm. someone in my community, my neighbors. I'm tired of my neighbors manipulating and mm-hmm. all of that. But what would Jesus do? Not how would all you right. respond? Because 9 times out of 10. Come on now. Unless we are fully in alignment with God, we are not mm-hmm. going to respond the way we should if we are proclaiming to be saints, if we're proclaiming to be Christians, we are not going to respond unless we have the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so when we seek more and more and more, hallelujah, of the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, it helps us to be successful. Amen. When I look in Proverbs, because when we talk about wisdom, and that, just a little bit about wisdom, because wisdom helps us to make the right decision. Amen. So
right.
Proverbs 8 and Proverbs 7 and 8, it talks about good and bad choices. And 8 talks about wisdom, and it says that wisdom portrays as a woman who guides us. Wisdom is portrayed as a woman who guides us. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Women, mm-hmm. women are always out there. Women are always willing to go that extra. Women are always, you know, just nurturing and just so... Oh, how can I help you, baby? You know what?
Yeah.
What? And so they refer to wisdom as a her, and it says she is portrayed as a woman who guides. And so when you get wisdom, you're getting guidance. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
When you get wisdom, you're getting direction. Amen?
Right.
And that's what God is. God will guide and direct us. That's what the Bible is. It's a map. Amen? It's instructions. It's directions. Amen? The Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Word, she will guide us. Hallelujah. Wisdom will guide us. And that's why we, and then if we allow wisdom to guide us and we follow it out, we'll be successful. It says that, and makes you succeed in chapter 8.
Yeah.
It's good to just read the full chapter of Proverbs. It's just meaty.
Mm-hmm.
It's very meaty in helping you to understand how we need her wisdom. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8:11 says, nothing can compare to her. Her who? Her wisdom. Wisdom. Nothing can compare to wisdom. Wisdom helps us in every area of our life. Everything that we do, we need wisdom. Everything that we do, we need good advice. Everything that we do, we need knowledge and understanding. In all things, in everything, get an understanding. Hallelujah.
Right.
And when we have a good understanding, that's what the helmet does, y'all, because we have the mind of Christ. It's our mind being controlled by God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I also found in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says, but let us who are of the day of sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet of hope of salvation. Hallelujah. We have hope, amen. We put on hope, amen. Hope and confidence, knowing that my God is able, knowing that my God will, knowing that my God can. This is the confidence that I have in him. Come on now. You got to have confidence in the God that you serve, that whatever I ask,
that's right,
of him, it will be given unto me. This is the confidence that I have. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we have to have confidence, hallelujah, in what we're doing. Amen. And so just wanted to reiterate, go back over that as we move forward to the next piece of armor, that helmet, that wisdom, that knowledge of God that is so important with the rest of the pieces of armor. And as we continue on, it tells us to, it says, and take, come on, the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God. My God, my God. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. Now, what protection does this armor provide? This armor is our defensive weapon. It is our defensive weapon. Amen. It is our defensive attack. Amen. Against the enemy. The Roman soldiers, because all of this, and from our illustration that Paul gave us, the Apostle Paul, as he spent time with the Roman soldiers with their armor. That's how we came up with the armor, of spiritual armor. And the Roman soldiers wore their sword in their girdle that was around their waist, and it was close to them, and it was short for close fighting. Closed-in fighting. If you can just picture the Roman soldier, he had that sword right there around his waist, and he can just snatch it out and use it quickly, right there quickly. And it was closed, and they used it. They had the shield, amen, as they were further out, and the fiery darts were coming against them. But now they are up on the enemy. Amen. They're up on the enemy. The enemy is in their face. Amen. Yeah. And they pull out the sword to use in close fighting. Amen. Mm-hmm. So get my picture. Get my picture in close fighting. When the enemy has come in like a flood, when the enemy has come in, now is the time. Mm-hmm. Now is the time for you to go in. Come on now. Mm-hmm. And pull out that sword. Hebrews 4:12 compares the word of God to a sword because it's sharp on both sides.
Yeah.
It's able to pierce the inner man just as the sword pierces the body, the natural man. Mm-hmm. That sword, Hebrews says that the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder. Amen. And that's the word. Mm-hmm. We are to cut the heart when we hear the word. It brings conviction to us. Amen.
Yeah.
And when I look at that sword that the Apostle Paul is speaking of in this passage, is a little bit different. Amen. When he's talking about the sword of the word of the sword of the Spirit, and then which is the word of God. This sword in the Greek is called Makaria, spelled M-A-C-H-A-I-R. Come on now. And as he described this sword, and as we study this sword, this is a different type of sword. This is our powerful tool. This is the tool that we use when we're ready to get the juggler. When we say, all right, it's done, it's over, no more, then you pull out your sword. Come on now. You've held up your sword. You've held it up. Amen. And it quenched the darts of the enemy. But somehow, this joker done creeped into your space.
Come on.
In your space. So now you pull out the sword. Don't play with me now. Now I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Right.
You done came too close. You up on my territory. You messing with my children now. You messing with my health now. You all in my space now. So now I pull out the sword. Amen. And this sword is described as a dagger, which is used in hand-on-hand war, hand-on-hand combat. Face-to-face fighting, close-range warfare, hallelujah. That's when you bring out the sword. Amen. You remember how we did it when in the Roman days, when the man was up on them, they pulled out that sword and they jabbed him, and he was gone. And that's what we do as believers. Oh, you right up in here? Oh, it's time for me to jab you with the word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. It hits something. This is a very precise instrument. It's very it's very precise. It's ready. It's sharp. It cannot lose. You can't miss with this. It's sharp on both sides. The very tip of it will pierce you. So when you, either way you use it, however you pull it out and use it, the enemy is gone. Amen? We got to know the weapons that we have. In other words, you know how we talk about the Logos, the word of God is Logos. And then we talk about the word, that word was Rhema. That word was powerful. That word was revelation. That's what the sword is. I have my belt of truth that works. I have my faith with the gospel of peace that's keeping me steady, that's protecting me on the battlefield. I have my shield of faith, but when the enemy comes in and he's come up on my turf, I have my sword. That's rhema. That's even greater than my shield. That's even greater than the belt. I got my sword that can cut you any way I slice it. You're going down. And so we have to remember and understand what we have and how we can use it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to pull out your sword when the enemy is several feet away. You have your shield.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need your sword then. Because the sword is your jabber. Go to the guzzler. You know, so you don't you pull it out there. We got to know when to use what we use. We have to know when to use what we have. And so the it's like an armory in which we have individual swords that we keep them until it's time to use them. And that's what the sword, the sword of the Spirit is. That's what that is. We use them. Amen. When the enemy is right on our turf, amen, it's that jabber. I mean, because the sword in the natural pierces the body, but the sword, you know, in the spirit realm pierces the heart. When we can get somebody in the spirit with that sword of the spirit, they are falling down. Amen. They are coming down. And I was reminded we do it with the word. It's the word. It's the sword. It's all the word of God. Amen.
Right.
And the thing about the natural sword that they use, the Roman soldier used, they had to change them out because they would get dull, y'all. But the sword of the spirit, the more you use it, come on here, the sharper it gets. The more you use it, the stronger you get. The more you use the sword, it gets powerful. It gets sharper. You don't have to worry about it, the blade getting dim or dull. Amen. Like the Roman soldiers, every so often they had to exchange it. They had to sharpen it up, but not with the sword and the spirit, which is God's word. It never gets dull. It stays sharp. Amen. And those words, the swords are found in between the covers of the Bible. Those where the swords are. Come on now. That's where the sword lies. Between the Genesis and Revelation. Pull it out. Anywhere you want to pull your scripture that applies to where you are, just pull it out. One thing that Jesus did that stopped the enemy in the trap, he said three words. When he came out of the the wilderness and he was being attacked by the enemy, tricked by the enemy, amen, after fasting, and he said, "Satan, it is written." And when you come with "it is written," and then the verse that you need to use, "it is written that my whole house shall be saved." Don't come on here. Come on here. Come on here. Come on now. Come on here. "It is written that by his stripes I'm healed." You come out. You come out fighting. You come out fighting. And when you let the devil know that it's written in God's word and I got the revelation of it, I got the rhema word of his word. I got something to fight with. Amen? Something to fight with. And so we have to remember, we have to understand, we cannot allow the words to just be words in the book. We have to meditate on God's word. We have to hang it around our neck. Amen. We have to meditate on it day and night. We have to listen to it while we're in the car. We have to, you know, people have so many other things that they substitute their downtime for. But in times like this, whenever we have any time, we need to be finding ourselves learning more about God's word, learning how to stand on his promises. If you have, and it's not so much as trying to put on these pieces of armor as it is becoming one with God's word. That's all it is. All of it is wrapped around his word, walking in his word, standing on his word, fighting with his word, responding according to God's word, making your decisions wrapped around God's word, everything that we do being aligned with what would Jesus do, taking on the full armor of taking on Jesus, taking on the character of God, taking on the spirit, taking on the attitude. And then when we do that, we become transformed. Amen. We renew our mind with his word, and our mind becomes transformed. Hallelujah. So we are excited. As we bring this teaching to an end tonight, we are excited for the opportunity to have learned more about the word of God, to have learned more about the armor, how to use the armor, hallelujah, and why we need to use the armor. So to God be the glory. We pray that it has been an enrichment to you, that it has caused you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we will continue on in what God leads us next time. But we pray that this teaching on being prepared, knowing the armor, putting on God's full armor, that it will stay with you, that you will win every time. And when there's chances that you don't win, just get back in the race. Don't stay away from God and his love. Keep running back to him. Amen. Keep taking on the armor. So to God be the glory. We do have some prayer requests, and we're opening up the line. I have some that has been sent and some that we have received. So we thank God for that, and we're going to have Sister Monica. She is going to come and pray over the prayer requests. And we're going to join our faith with her as she intercedes for the requests that have been entrusted. We have Pam Steele, who is asking for prayer. I know that she's been having some financial situations and some situations with her job. So we're lifting her name up before the Lord, and we'll just call the names out, and then you can pray however the Holy Spirit leads you, Sister Monica. And we have Cassandra Torres. She was one of the sisters that we met in the Lister jail. We're praying for her. We pray for those with addiction. Addictions on drugs and alcohol and things that will cause them to step outside of who God has created them to do and to be. So that's her. Then we have Sharina Perkins. pray for my family. She has Kenny, Corey, DeMarcus, Michael, Courtney, and to pray for her, who was given a 10-year sentence, and this is her first time being incarcerated, and she is scared, but I tell you, she was on fire for the Lord. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit that gave her peace to be able to worship the Lord. Amen. And we have Jamila Nash, and we have Sean McGee, and praying for health and healing. For victory on the jobs. We're praying for our youth, our children. We're praying for our country, our president. We're praying for those who have not accepted Christ. We pray for those that are sick in their bodies, those who have heard and received a bad report, a negative report. We're praying for them, and we just thank God for hearing and answering prayers, as the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sister Monica, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, oh God, thanking you for who you are, Father.
Thank you, Father.
We know, oh God, that you are our master. You are our creator, oh God.
You
are the reason why we breathe, oh God. And Father, we worship you, Lord God. We adore you. We exalt you, oh God. You are wonderful, God. You're an awesome God. You're all sufficient, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our banner. We thank you for being our peace, God. We thank you for being our joy, God. Father, we come before you, God, humbling ourselves before you, Lord God. Asking, oh God, that you would just touch us, oh God. Touch our hearts, oh God, and touch our minds, Father God. Whatever you find, Lord God, that's not like you, Father, we ask that you remove it now, oh God. Father God, we repent, Father God, of our sins, oh God. Those that we know, Lord God, and those that we know not of, Father God. We ask that you forgive us, oh God. Father, we ask that you would do within us a right spirit, oh God. Clean us up, Father God, that our hands may be clean, Lord God, that we can go before your people, Lord God, and intercede on their behalf. Father, we come lifting up the petitions that have been spoken on tonight, Father God. Father, we lift up those, Lord God, who have battling addictions, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that Father God, as they look to you, Lord, the author and finisher of faith, God. Father God, that you can take those addictions away, oh God. You can take the taste away, Father. You can take the feelings away, God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would just take it away tonight, God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you have given us power, Lord God. Power to tread upon serpents, oh God. And Father, we won't be harmed in any way, Father. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for healing addictions tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are having problems on their job and who are having financial issues, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you own the cattle on a thousand hills, Father God. We thank you that all belong to you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that
Father,
because we are tithers, oh God, we can trust you, oh God, to open up the windows of heaven and pour out such blessings that we don't have room enough to receive, oh God. Father, we lift up praise,
Lord
God, the young lady, Serena, Lord, who has been given a ten year, Lord God, Father, we ask that you just go before her, Lord God. Father God, work out the situation, God. Father, give her favor, Lord God. Give her family favor, Lord God. Father, we don't know how you're going to do it, but we trust that you will, Lord. We know that you're able, Lord. We've seen you time and time again move on people's behalf, Father God. Sometimes it may have been unjust in our eyes, but we know, Father God, that everything you do is to get the glory, Lord God. And so, Father, we just lift it up to you right now, God. We lift up Camilla and Sean, Lord God. Father God, heal, Lord God. Father God, whatever's going on in their bodies, Father God, whatever's going on in their mind, their spirit, their emotions, and their will, Father, they're asking for healing tonight, God. And so, Father, we thank you for being our healer, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as we touch
the hem of your garment, Father, we shall be made whole. We thank you that we can stand upon your promises, O God, that by your stripes we are healed, O God. Father, we
thank
know
you,
that regardless
Lord.
Of what it looks like, O
it
God,
is,
we know,
Lord,
Lord God, that every sickness is not unto death, O God. And Father, we trust you, Lord God, as our healer. We lift up our youth, Father God. And all of the things, Lord God, that are coming into their pathway to get them sidetracked, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you have lifted up a standard, Father. We thank you, oh God, that you have lifted up warriors and